Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Wednesday Live. I am the big guy Ryback. Thank you for joining me. Everybody on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy Ryback 22 and Ryback TV on YouTube, Ryback Rules on Twitch, Ryback on Twitter. Greatly appreciated for all the love and support streaming on all the channels simultaneously and available on all podcast platforms as well. If you can go back, you can listen on the archives. If you don't catch the show live or watch it here on YouTube on Ryback TV. As always, super chats are brought up. Those questions are guaranteed to get answered. If not, I will get to your questions as I see them in the chat over here on Twitch or Ryback TV on YouTube. Big, huge sale going on right now, guys. It's Black Friday season for Feed Me More Nutrition. Our sponsor here, the only sponsor, because it's my brand, Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. We have our 30% off Black Friday sale with discount code BLACKFRIDAY30 at checkout. Just use that code. It's in the description on the videos. It'll be on IG later as well, and it's in the comments as well, pinned up there on that, as well as get a free Feed Me More Nutrition premium shaker bottles. A lot of companies, guys, will make you pay like $125, $150 to get a shaker bottle for free. I give you it as a gift from me to you for buying my supplements and saying thank you for your business. And I learned that a long time ago. I try to give as much as I possibly can because I'm growing and growing this company from 3 supplements to 13 now, and soon to be 14 and 15 and 16. They're going to keep this thing rocking and rolling with more flavors and everything coming out on everything and shifted into high gear as we continue to grow. But the key is trying to give you guys as much value as possible, as well as the best supplements on the planet. Our costs are 3 to 5 times higher than the majority of supplement companies, and even more than that on a lot of them. But that's average on a lot of these supplements on stuff, because we give you more value, more ingredients that work synergistically together that the other companies aren't doing. And by the way, no artificial sweeteners or colors, harmful artificial sweeteners and colors that we don't need to be putting in our body. Our supplements are vegan friendly. So whether you're vegan or not, everyone could use the formulas for men and women, guys. So check it out. Free shipping on orders $125 and over. A lot of companies make you spend $225, $250. Nope, spend $125. And we have universal shipping worldwide, $19.99 to Canada. And then outside of that, $34.99 for the rest of the world. You will not find international shipping that cheap anywhere. You know why? Because I eat the cost on the other shipping because I want to do business with all of you all around the world. Okay. So check it out. Feedmemore.com. 30% Black Friday sale. Discount code Black Friday 30. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Let's get things going. I'm feeling great. I had a great workout today. A lot of great things going on in my life behind the scenes I can't talk about and quite yet. But in time, we will. And things are amazing. So I hope you're all doing amazing. I did catch Dynamite has been coming on at 5 p.m. here. I haven't been able to watch it in like 2 months because I didn't realize. I just thought it was on another night, which it was a couple weeks. But they moved it to 5 p.m. Pacific, where it used to be 8 p.m. I caught the Punk MJF promo. I thought it was fire. I thought it was – that's what pro wrestling needs to be more often than not. You can't always have everything be – but like when you're loud and go out there and to just go do business and say what you need to say and incorporate real-life issues and not made-up issues from beta males in the back that have never been in a fight in one day of their life or have any connection to the pro wrestlers. I've never been a pro wrestler. I've never been an athlete. You are going to create superior promos. And if you allow every talent to go out there and do that, you could see even better promos than that, even though that was an absolutely amazing, fantastic promo. When you are allowed just to go out there and zing it and do whatever. And I think that, and I've talked about it, and that will bring in the reality era of pro wrestling that it desperately needs that has been taken away from the fans. And you go out there and you know how to stay within the context of pro wrestling, and you know whether who's the heel and who's the babyface, and you work within the rules or unwritten rules of pro wrestling, and you go out there and you both go and get over. Both those guys just elevated their stock even further on that, and I really, really enjoyed it. I was going to come in here and record, and I go, oh, they're doing a promo in the ring. Let me see this. I want to hear what they say because I know they had something last week, and I watched the whole damn thing. It was that good. But I had to record the show. I would have kept watching. I will watch the last hour of Dynamite, and as I need, I have to catch up on quite a bit on everything going on. We've got a super chat coming in, Robbie Grayuski. Thank you, Robbie Grayuski, for the super chat. What's going on, Ryback? How good did that chiropractor adjustment feel from Dr. Hightower? I just saw his video with you. That adjustment looked insane. Happy holidays, man. No, so that was one. He's fantastic. And my shoulder was so bad. And that period, I can't even watch that video. I look back and I can just see, because I know where I was at physically at that time. And that was before the scar tissue in my shoulder was ready to start breaking. He actually was the one that got me on the path to the scar tissue problem, that there was nothing he was going to be able to do in the two sessions that I saw him that to break up the scar tissue. I am to this day on this softball hours every day. I am thankful his adjustments, back, neck, all that stuff, the stuff that he does, and Dr. Carlos and Dr. Sean that I see out here in Vegas and was seeing, they're amazing. My issue, though, is severe frozen shoulder scar tissue on every area of my shoulder that they are not capable of getting on their own. Only a softball with my body weight and aggressive, forceful movement, along with my other therapist that does active range therapy and it has to be very aggressive. I probably would be better off stopping working out and letting my body weight come down as much as humanly possible and lose as much muscle as I possibly can. But I also can't do that. So I've had to because that would help break this up even further. But I'm me. That's what makes me happy. So I've had to adjust my training so I'm not doing what I was doing at a ridiculous level, pushing myself. So I've scaled that back, but he was the one that led me to and opened up my eyes to scar tissue on being he gave me some things that I needed to start doing because he felt it. And so he is a key piece in my recovery as everyone that has been along this journey. But he was the first one that after everything I was doing so many rehab exercises where it was like, there's just so much scar tissue glued down, holding everything down, that if I could somehow break this up, I think my shoulder can be back to normal. And that's what's happening. And I'm so, so close. I was doing the softball before I just came in here when I was watching that promo after I got done training. And I'll do it at, I'll do it right after this. I'll go walk the dogs and I'll do it before I go to bed for probably easily another 30, 40 minutes, if not an hour, if I can have the energy at the end of the night. So, but he's fantastic, man. Nothing but great things to say about him. And they do a lot of really cool techniques and they're very intelligent, smart people. This stuff isn't like, I know some people think like the hammers, they'll do videos to get, we do stuff to do to get videos, right? But the stuff that they actually do, like it really does work with that. But you got to understand, like too, you're dealing with my issues. There's nothing he was going to do to fix me completely with my issue in one session or going. I saw the other guys that are colleagues of his for months. They help lead me they do a lot of good and then lead me to the other things I got to keep doing on my own. That is so key. And that's where I'm at right now. I got to get my rhomboid and trap to release from my scapula. It's really, there's two areas and it's layers. I'm not even kidding. It's probably that much like deep of scar tissue. In it every day, I get it down further and further and further and further and further, and then it's gone because I've done this in other areas. So, and there's a lot in my tricep still that's, it's connected to my trap in a weird, and because it, when I do that, my trap, my tricep gets really tight, and I've been doing ultrasound for 30 minutes every day most days on that. I'll take a day off here and there on it, but the majority of days, 30 minutes. Did it today, did it yesterday, did it the day before. And I got to do my tricep, and scar tissue breaks with the ultrasound as I'm doing it. This has been like, you know, it's just, I know I've got it. I know I'm going to come back from it. It's just been the most tedious thing. Most like people give up on this. People retire. I said, no, I'm not a fraud. I'm not giving up on myself. It would have been way easier for me to go, you know what, I retire and I'll just, you know, keep striving to come back. But look, people will feel sorry for me because I had to retire because of my injuries. Screw that. No, I'm just going to get better. I'm just going to be transparent with what I have to overcome and I'm going to do it. And I did it with my back and my shoulders almost there. And the back was way more serious of the two. And we've got that. So it's a cool process of everyone and who I've met and the people that I've got to work with. And it's just been a lot of grinding and a lot of hard work but I'm healthy. I'm happy. And Feed Me More Nutrition is killing it. And just life is great, man. Sophie's healthy. Little guy's healthy. And Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Family's healthy. So I'm a happy man. Let's see. Ryback, whenever I eat my first meal after fasting, I get a massive headache. Do you know why that is and how to combat that? I don't. I've never experienced that or heard of anyone experiencing that. I would do a little Google search, though, and see if that is something that is happened to other people and see if there's any topics covering that where people are giving their insight and feedback would be the play that I would do if you haven't already. I know sometimes it depends how long the fast is. You know, people, they say to break it easy, and especially on the longer fast where you do, you know, some fruit or, you know, I'll do my finish at BCAAs. I'll usually sip on those as I'm getting ready to eat, but I don't give myself that much time. We're talking maybe 10, 15 minutes. I'll have some BCAAs, but I could just go straight into having a big meal. No issues. But now if I were to do, I do know when I did my 48-hour fast that when I did try to go into, because I've done it several times, that when I did a bigger meal, it could like upset your stomach like mildly. And I say upset just in the sense that like where you're like, you got to go to the bathroom like way sooner than you feel like you probably should. It's just one of those where you should eat, break it as gently as possible. And you may just be more sensitive to it. So maybe breaking it with a smaller meal, like a little fruit bowl or something, whatever is in your daily diet, but a smaller portion, giving yourself 30 minutes or an hour, and then try having a regular sized meal. That's all you got to try different things though at the end of the day. whatever you're doing, try something different on the and see. And again, but I would search. I guarantee you, if it's happening to you, it's probably happened to somebody else, and they would be better suited on giving you the advice on what they've done. Another super chat, Timmy G in the house. Thank you for the super chat, Timmy. If there was any previous existing wrestling company you wish you could have been a part of or felt that you would have been a good fit for, what would it be? Now, I'm happy with everything that I've my career. I don't know what other – I'm happy to have wrestled in the WWE, and I was with them since I was 22 to 34 for the most part, with a brief little break in between in there. I'm happy that I've got to exist in the drug-tested era, even though I do believe there are is stuff going on still there. I always followed it to a T. And I take great pride in being probably the greatest powerhouse wrestler that never used steroids. And that's not counting like TRT in the normal range. But like, if you go back in the Attitude Era, the majority of those guys were all on drugs. Now, were there some that weren't? Of course. But a lot of those guys, and guys you wouldn't think, and there's still guys in wrestling today, and not all the organizations are testing and whatnot with that. But I take a lot of pride in how hard I've worked in conditioning and in strength, and as strong as I am, and day in and day out. So, because there's some stuff, and not everyone, I don't care if people agree with it or not. I know who and what I am and the work I put in. It's like the supplement company. So many people think that it's like, I don't know supplements. I've been doing this since I was a kid making this stuff. That's how I always been honest and transparent. It's like I did steroids mildly from 20 to 24, like on a handful of times, like not that many, very, very mild, especially compared to what I know other guys around in wrestling were doing. And then once the wellness policy came, I was so, so grateful for that because I was already a big guy before that. And it was an inadequate, insecure mindset of what my peers were doing. Oh, I got to do that too to make it, right? So, and I learned from that. And again, TRT for the rest of my life because of that, which is, it is what it is, but it's in the normal range. It's in the healthy, mid-normal range. And I have no regrets with it because I learned a lot of valuable lessons, but that's why I'm very pro-spoken on the matter and outspoken on the matter. And being transparent, but like I wouldn't want to have wrestled in any other period or any other organization without drug testing. And I don't, because I don't want to be around guys that are doing it. And I don't want I just don't want to be in that environment. I don't want to feel like I have to do that. And because I will never sacrifice my health. I don't have to. And that's why I've really been motivated to create my own wealth because that way I can control a lot of the negatives that exist in the wrestling business also. Great question. Vanilla Nutella, thank you, Nutella, for the super chat. What's up, Ryback? Big time fan. Thank you, buddy. Do you ever plan on getting your own product? Do you ever plan on getting your products out in stores like GNC or the Vitamin Shop, or you just keep it online? Yeah, ideally that would be fantastic. Here's the deal. So these stores, I'm just telling you, even if I'm in these stores eventually, they're garbage. You want to know why they're garbage? Because they don't care about actually carrying all great supplements. All these stores carry majority cheap supplements with artificial sweeteners and colors and harmful ingredients. I swear to God, I've talked to distributors already. They go for the biggest profit margins. They could care less on what actually works and what doesn't work. Now, they'll have the vitamins and stuff in there as well, but they do the same exact thing. The majority, though, of the supplement brands they have in there, They literally go for the biggest profit margins on every shelf space with that. And that is an example of capitalism for bad, where they are knowingly selling bad products to people for their profit margins. And I think it's absolute garbage with that. And so it's going to come down to me continuing to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, continue to grow on Amazon and create a big enough demand where, even though I'm going to have a battle, but I have a feeling it's going to be once I'm back on TV and have significant power on my side, because none of the other supplement people will be on TV, I will have that leverage over every other company that I will be able to finally get a deal to get in the stores. But I'm just telling you straight up, they wanted me to raise my prices so high, the distribution, to get into stores on that people wouldn't have been able to easily afford the supplements. And I think that's not fair. I don't. And I did it my way. And I made that decision within the first 2 years. A lot of people wouldn't have done that on that. And I just said, I told straight up Europa, I go, I can't raise my prices that high. I'm not doing it. The whole point of this is because I hate the supplement business with a passion, and all the steroid fitness industry, that whole bodybuilding industry is trash. And all these steroid bodybuilders pushing their horrible products with this that none of them used and don't use. And like, it's garbage, but people don't want to have that conversation with it. But I'll just keep doing my thing. And then I've got an over an 80% returning customer rate. I'll go the slow route, the turtle route all day long, because I'm creating lifelong customers. And when it hits, it's going to hit at such a level. And I'm just going to keep doing my thing. But I would love to be in every store right now on all that. But that's the 100% the issue of what's going on with it. There's not another supplement company with quality supplements, the whole brand like I'm doing, that their formulas even come close. There's not. So you just got to, that's why I tell people, don't shop at those stores too. They don't support. That's the best way to knock these places, is not shop there. Because you go in and go, how can you guys willingly sell products with harmful artificial sweeteners and colors to people? How could you sell this to kids and push this product onto kids? And that's, you got to hit them where it hurts. And that's, we control this shit. And so if enough people do that, they're going to go, well, why aren't people shopping it? Well, they're not happy with the brands that we're carrying because they're not healthy for people. Well, we got to start carrying brands that are better for people then. There you go. So, and that's what's going on in the world with capitalism for bad as a whole, but people are waking up. I never have to be in stores for the rest of my life. I'm completely fine. But I would like to, so they're more conveniently available for more people, yes. Jake Truman, buddy, good to see you again. Thank you for joining. I know you're busy, my man. Let me see. Yeah, it's none of my business. If other people are promoting those products, you got to ask yourself, then why are they promoting those products? Because of money. Or they're not informed on artificial sweeteners and colors. And I know that company they represent is absolute garbage. And the guy was a drug dealer that got this money to go start that other company. That's the truth of the situation. Absolute garbage. I just focus on what I'm doing, though. But if you ask my opinion on it, that's what it is. What are your thoughts on Triple H and what they are saying of him starting his own company to rival WWE? I have no idea. I don't even know what you're talking about on that. I've never had the no-cal vegan protein bars. I'll have to check those out and see what's in them. Ryback, modern vegan versus Garden Grill, who wins? Two different restaurants and menus, both, they're two of my favorites, so I could tell you that much. Two of my favorites, for sure. I've done most of my videos, not the most, I've done more videos of those two places than probably all the others. I'm very fond, all the vegan restaurants here are fantastic. I think Garden Grill, definitely has room to make their menu even bigger, but they are a smaller restaurant compared to Modern Vegan. I just was actually talking to the owner, Gia, a little bit ago. We're going to meet up next week because she wants me to do her podcast, vegan podcast deal. And but absolutely both are fantastic restaurants. Appreciate all the love and support on all the platforms, TikTok, IG. If you want a question answered, super chats are the way to get pulled up, guys. There's questions flying by on the chat that I can't always get to. Are you and the vegan teacher a thing? I've just recently heard of the vegan teacher, like a few months ago. I've not heard of that meal prep, but I will Vistro. Okay, I'll check that out and see. I like my what I do right now and making my meals, but that may be something that could be beneficial when traveling a little bit again. When was the last time you shell shocked someone? I saw a guy a few weeks ago as I was in my car, and he just really pissed me off. He didn't return a shopping cart, so I just like, hey, bitch, you should return that shopping cart. And he's like, well, what are you going to do about it? And so I meat hooked him and then shell shocked him on the concrete. And then I returned the cart because he was not able to do it. Headphones about to bust it out. No, no, these are good. They can go way further. They can go way further. These things are great. I don't use Facebook, so I don't have much to say about that. I'm pretty clueless on the whole metaverse thing. All I could say is I'm not happy. There are so many of these social media companies or partners with WWE suppressing my content massively. It's the same formula to it's between 0.5 and 1% distribution to my following on, and it's all connected to them. And I could tell you that is 100% fact. And I know with a lot of stuff going on, but hopefully it's going to be resolved very soon. I can't say too much more, but I'm hoping to have it resolved very soon. Ryback, you're a Chad. Thank you very much, buddy. I didn't know what that word meant, and I saw it on YouTube quite a bit on some of the comments. I'm like, are they insulting me? And then I realized it's like a compliment, so I greatly appreciate that. David, yep, I agree with you 100%. Steroids are absolutely horrible for people, and the majority of the users are in denial of it. You're going to continue to see so many of these social media people and bodybuilders die young, and you're going to continue to see that a lot of them just disappear. So many flash in the pans on that end with this and stuff, and unfortunately, a lot of young people think it's a great way to get attention. I'll tell you, there's way more females do them now than you would ever believe. It's a real problem in Vegas. So many girls, because they've got these just schmuck guys at the gym that sell them in the gyms in Vegas to these women, that, and they go, oh, they're harmless, they're not going to harm you. And women, they don't know. And it's just destroys them. It throws them all off. And they never look the same ever again. Women get really messed up when they do them. It messes up their thyroid really bad, and they always come back fatter. They can't. And then so many people here in town use them to cover up a bad diet and drinking problems and drug problems. It's like that in Florida, California, they very similar cities in that regard as far as that community. I'm with you 100% though. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone also for tomorrow. I will thank you or wish that before we end the show as well. Thank you for following the journey on everything. I'm 6'2", 284, 285 right now. Weight can fluctuate a little bit. It go up, go down. But I've been giving myself a little bit extra days off during the weeks, still doing hard conditioning and cardio on those days, but for my scar tissue in my shoulder, but I'm in very, very good shape, and I post photos, and I think you could see looking at the social media that I'm very similar to what I was. I won't be exactly what I was, and if not better, once I'm able to push extreme heavy weight again, because not doing drugs, that's what I need to do to build dense, thick muscle. But I'm very, very happy with where I'm at right now. Yeah, Vanilla Nadella, the Stairmaster is probably my favorite form of conditioning with burpees for actually really, really being beneficial to increasing cardio when in the ring. The Stairmaster is, I'm getting one. I'm just waiting to figure out which one I'm going to get. I've already made the space for it in my gym, and I'm going to be adding a Stairmaster to my and a sauna to my home here. Do I think meat will be replaced with cultivated and plant-based options in rich countries by 2035? Yeah, I think even sooner. I think we're going to start seeing – I think we're going to start seeing the stem cell lab-grown meat really, really take off in the next several years as our issues amplify from a world standpoint on what's going on. We've already seen the growth of the plant-based options. I just saw, I put up a thing on my IG story today or yesterday that Papa John's over in the UK, their vegan sales, vegetarian or vegan sales or pizzas are up like 80-something% in the past year. I think as businesses see that people want these products, which we're seeing in grocery stores and everything, we're going to continue, it's just going to continue to grow. And business is going to shift towards those sales because that capitalism is the name of the game. Luckily, that is capitalism where everybody's winning, where we are not destroying and torturing innocent, loving animals in the most just terrifying ways possible. And also with all the drugs and the hormones and just the low quality meats and overconsumption of it in general with that. It's just, I think we're going to be far better off. And, you know, when they do, and there's already companies in California, businesses with the lab-grown meat. I think there's some sushi places and stuff, and burger joints even, that I think it's cleaner. They can control the fat content on it. I will be very interested in seeing studies as far as if it's healthier, from a cardiovascular standpoint on humans. You know, I have no intentions of going back, though I'm very happy and very satisfied on a plant-based diet. And I found the things that, you know, I loved wings, like Parmesan garlic and buffalo wings. I love the sauces. I still have that on my food, and I could buy the vegan chicken fingers or chicken wings and make them with a vegan ranch, and it completely satisfies me. And because that's what I liked, it wasn't the actual chicken wing, it's the sauces and the flavoring, at least for me. And I think it is for the majority of people. I do agree. A lot of places are half-assing the options. They're, and a lot of them are doing it with like vegetarian. They're not even offering vegan, you know, and the fast food restaurants are the same. You know, the Impossible Whopper, you should be able to get with vegan cheese and vegan mayo. That should, and they should have a separate grill. They need to make accommodations, and I believe they will as this continues to go on, but they're half-assing it. And the reason why they're half-assing it is because of profits. They don't want to disrupt their inventory, their storage, and the routine that they have too drastically for fear of whatever reason that it's going to cut into their profits. And that's capitalism for bad. But as we continue to tell them, no, we don't want this anymore. We want this. They're going to shift. And the government's going to pull all money from agricultural factory farming on that end. And it's going to go into lab-grown meats. I give you my word. They're going to, our government, all that's all. We know the deal with all of that. It's not good what we're currently doing, though. So... I have the Primal Ranch. I got a ranch in there because they didn't have, I like the, is it the, it's some heart brand. I can't remember. That's my favorite one with the Omegas. I think it's something heart, vegan ranch, and they have a blue cheese, but I like the ranch. The Primal, I like the Primal buffalo sauce with avocado oil. It's a little thicker, creamier buffalo sauce. That's my favorite buffalo sauce that I have. And then I like that, the heart, whatever ranch. Follow your heart. Thank you very much. Follow your heart, a vegan ranch. Great to see everybody joining. me over here on TikTok. Do we have any questions on TikTok to get a question over here from you guys? My TikTok account has been horrendous lately. I just sent a message to my contact over there going, yeah, my impressions aren't even like 0.2% on the majority of my post now. And I have almost 2.3 million. I'm not happy right now with what's going on TikTok. And I have an idea. And it's I'm hoping to God that it's not what I think. Because I had, I'll tell you when it started, and there was already being weird for a bit, but I did it. They allowed me to, I had a Q&A feature on my TikTok that I was allowed to do. And I did a TikTok on a question that a fan asked on why did I leave the WWE? And I think it's at close to 5 million or around at 5 million views. And that was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. They almost instantaneously took the feature away from me right after that. And my views started going down on the majority of my videos. Now I have some that do okay and will get like 1 million or 2 or 3 million. But those videos that are doing that would have got 14, 15 million. I have no doubt, or over 10 million. And now very few videos are getting, I got videos that are like at 2 or 3,000. A lot of them are at 1,000. I have some of them that were in the hundreds and taking days to get into the thousands. I go, this isn't right. And so, but it's not right on a lot of this. And I just got to keep plugging away, and I'm going to stay on that contact, and hopefully they fix it, because they've done it before when I've made noise. And I'm hoping they don't go along the route these other social companies have. My Thanksgiving Eve is going wonderful. We've got you guys. I actually got the bottles to show you guys too. These are the Feed Me More Nutrition water bottles. The 750 milliliter bamboo top water bottles that we have on the website. These are fantastic. They get ice cold in this too. And the double barreled metal container, vacuum insulated. As always, guys, we have, you look like the character Kratos in God of War. Thank you very much. I do get a lot of people that say I should do voice acting or do things with different things. I see quite a few comments on the EA Sports. EA Sports, it's in the game. I don't know how good, but people always leave that comment on the thing. So I do have a deep, heavy pro wrestler voice, and I'm very grateful for that. I would not change that for anything. Ah, the Detroit Wing Company. I will keep that in my head that they have vegan wings. That sounds like a good time. Yeah, the vegan diet, though, I'll tell you, a healthy vegan diet actually is not, it's actually less expensive. Now, if you're eating out on the road and things, yes, it can be more expensive. But if you're eating at home and cook your meals and meal prep, it's actually significantly cheaper than eating, if you were to eat healthy, eating meat and stuff and animal products with that. Now, if you're going to say, now, if you're just eating ramen and a lot of junk processed food and stuff, then, you know, that's a whole different story. But if you're comparing similar healthy diets, healthy, what people would consider a healthy animal diet considered to a healthy vegan diet is significantly cheaper. I do not play video games. I played them temporarily. I played them growing up. And I tell you what, I wish I didn't play them at all. I think they're a complete waste of time, personally. I look back, I wish I listened to more books. I read still, played outside all the time. And I think if you could use them very, very, just with a very, in a very good way, from the standpoint of scheduling it in a very small increments. But we know usually, though, when you find a good game, you play for hours. Me and my friends would play way more than that. And then we'd go play outside. You know, you got to have a lot of control over it. And we always did because we had so much other stuff going on. But I look back, I was like, I just don't think it's ever good to try to escape living in the reality for the most part of our lives. I think we need to confront reality and confront ourselves. And then once we do that, then we could enjoy other things. But I think sometimes too many people, and now what's happening to kids and a lot of adults is they're just trying to escape reality 24/7. The problem is we can't do that as a society. And because if it's not good, but I can't worry about everybody else. So that's why I just try to live in the real world as much as possible. I post my stuff and I move on. Timmy G, thank you for the super chat. Do you feel gimmick matches like ladder, last man standing, cage matches are a creative enhancer or a burden for the body and the storytelling? Well, I think anything when you're talking in pro wrestling, there's a lot of risk and things. And with that schedule and the amount like that, I look at my body and I cherish my health so much more that since I had it taken away and have been able to get it back multiple times with that a lot of guys until that happens and they don't understand that, like, once it's gone, majority of times it doesn't come back, and you know, your life is pretty screwed up with that. So I think that stuff is great. And I think it's great from a fan standpoint. It could be a lot of fun from a wrestler standpoint if you have time to come up with a good story and creatively incorporate the props that you have for any given match to tell that story, which you should fully take advantage of if you are in a match, you know, with a cage or a hardcore match or a street fight. You should always play up to the props given in whatever that situation in those circumstances to enhance that story. You know, if you're in a street fight and you try to go have a 5-star technical wrestling match, you fail because you're not telling the proper story based off of your match on what your story you're supposed to tell with that, right? Same thing with a cage, and there's a way, correct way to do it. And I really believe in the way that I was taught from Al Snow and guys like Dr. Tom and Bill DeMott, and they all brought a little something different to the table and a little different take and different flavor ice cream to the table and been able to combine all of that and have a pretty good understanding of pro wrestling and as well as staying open-minded as well to new things with it as well. But you should, the WWE Elimination Chamber, I've had to take bumps. I've taken bumps on that. I took Sheamus's White Noise, I think, on it. I wouldn't want to do that ever again. Stupid. Why would you want to take a bump and destroy your back on pure steel? You're not getting paid any more for it. Might as well just do it in the ring and be fine, right? But a lot of times, like with that, you got to find creative ways to do stuff, you know, and it's up to the individual talent to assess those risks on what they're going to do or not do. Great question. I don't know who Nikocado Avocado. I don't know who that is. I hope they're well, and I wish them the best, though. Let's see. What other questions do we have here today? Thank you very much. I love you guys as well. Hello to everyone on TikTok and hello to everyone on Instagram. Make sure you check out our Feed Me More Nutrition 30% off Black Friday holiday sale, guys. 30% off with discount code Black Friday 30, Black Friday 30 on feedmemore.com. You get a free Feed Me More Nutrition shaker bottle with your orders, just select it as your free gift. And I forgot to mention it earlier on top of the video, we have our $1,000 November cash giveaway. Every purchase you make to the end of the month till November 30th at midnight Pacific gets you an entry into our $1,000 cash giveaway. I'm giving one of you $1,000 December 1st. I will be calling you personally and sending you the money via PayPal $1,000 for buying the best supplements on the planet. You're automatically entered into that and save 30% and get a free shaker bottle. I really feel like we're hooking our customers up very, very well this holiday season. Kimura Kyle, thank you for the super chat. Probably a silly question. There's no such thing as a silly question, just silly people. And you can replace that with stupid as well. But soda has been pretty addicting for me. I'm trying to find an alternative and then slowly quit, like sparkling water and juice. Any tips on quitting junk? I think that's a great idea for the soda. These Zevias are stevia sweetened sodas, zero calories. I've been with this company and known them for many, many years. They were a big sponsor for the show for the first couple of years. Fantastic company. And I don't get paid anything to promote this anymore. I just drink these because I love them. I'll have one or two on most days. I highly recommend checking out Zevia. They're in Whole Foods. A lot of grocery stores have them. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy I recommend buying the rainbow pack on Amazon that has all the flavors. And then that way you could test it and see which ones you like more than others and then just stick to the ones that you really like on that. As far as junk food, I think incorporating some intermittent fasting and getting your blood sugar and everything under control and cutting back on the processed foods. And what you could do is one of your meals a day, I would replace with a big vegetable platter with like some hummus and guacamole or some I would go vegan ranch or some sort of dipping sauces and just replace one of your meals and then try to incorporate more healthy foods sporadically into your diet, and you're going to start feeling better, and that's going to motivate you to just eventually do it all the way. That's if you can't do it, but you got to get the blood sugar and the cravings under control. I feel you, because I came up in the same, like eating processed food and having ridiculous cravings when I was younger and not knowing why, and it was because of the food I was eating. So you have to slowly start consuming less of it and less of it if you can't do it all in one swoop. Oftentimes, if you had a health issue where you were told you're going to die if you eat this stuff, you would do it. That's my mindset that I take with the hungry mindset, is I just take that approach on going all in with things. You know, when I went vegan, I just threw out all my food and went vegan. I'm going to figure it out. I have no choice but to figure it out. I didn't leave myself the options, right? On that, as far as when I went full vegan, I did it when I did vegetarian. I threw out all my meat and everything. And then I went vegetarian for a year. I didn't give myself options outside of that, right? Like as far as like excuses on having the food in there to where I could like put it off. And like, you got to like do the research. You got to learn what foods you need to be consuming that fits your lifestyle and your needs and your protein intake. And then you just got to go like, I'm going to stop being a little bitch and I'm just going to do this. And then give yourself a cheat meal once a week, whatever you have to do to stay honest to the diet more often than not. But there's multiple ways to go about doing that. Like, you know what you got to do. You just got to do it. I can't give you the willpower for that or the mindset for that. And I'm just going to tell you, though, like, man, the majority of people, though, on this planet suffer and they don't do anything with their lives. We live in a day and age where we could all talk, and people that do and have success can tell you exactly what you got to do. You just got to do the work. Are you going to choose to do the work or not? Are you going to make excuses? Man, that's on you. Like, that's what you've already figured it out on the soda. Like, you just got to do it. So, okay, I don't want to eat junk food anymore. Okay, I'm not going to eat junk food anymore. Okay, so let's learn the foods that I can eat, and let's put those in my house, and let's stop making bad choices. I believe you can do it, though, my man. I believe you can do it. Walter, good to see you, buddy. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with the family also. Thank you very much. Thank you on the gym. I am very grateful to have that, man. Very, very grateful to have it. We have great blogs on feedmemore.com, all for free on high-protein vegan foods as well, and the foods that you could consume for a protein on a vegan diet. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Seeing the time here, approaching 50 minutes. Hey, Ryback, I have another big question. What will you do when you hit a million subscribers? It'll be nice to get the Golden Play Award. It will go back. I'll hang it up back with my Silver Play Award. I'm very grateful for every subscriber that I get, but, you know, I'm probably not going to do anything. Probably just do it live, depending. If I'm back wrestling, maybe I'll, like, just do a food video with another wrestler. I'm like, hey, we got a million subscribers here on Ryback TV. How's that vegan burger, dude? Cool. Okay. It's just kind of how I am. I don't really know, like, I don't throw parties or anything like that. I just, you know, love my dogs. Thank you very much on TikTok for saying I was your favorite wrestler. I'm very grateful for a lot of the fans being able to find me again. TikTok was really good for a long time. I'm hoping it continues to do good moving forward as far as distributing my content fairly with all of that. But I'm grateful for all the great fans out there and all the love and support. And I will be back. I will be back much sooner than later. I don't know when Spider-Man comes out. Oh, that soda stung my eyes. I'm going to look at the trailer right after this because someone mentioned it the other day and I've not seen it. So I will check that out. And I probably will go to that in the theaters because I am a fan of the Spider-Man movies. December, is it 17th? Okay. Thank you. Anonymous, wow, you ended up watching 40 to 50 of the videos in a day. Thank you very much for the love and support. I will say, try to live in the real world as much as possible. Personally, I would recommend not watching 40 to 50 videos in a day, but I understand. Maybe one or two, and then go out and kick ass, man. But if you're catching up, I get it. I get it, and I thank you for the love and support on here. I have a feeling we're going to, with a lot of stuff that's going on, I'm very optimistic that we're going to see explosive growth on all the social channels very soon. I've got an iPad here, or iPad. I don't know what it's, the Apple computer and laptop. And then I got my iPhone, and then I've got a Samsung tablet that I've had forever as a second deal for the phone package. And then I've got another laptop upstairs, and then I got my PC in my office. So. We have quite a few devices here. Congratulations on getting the iPhone 11 today. I do agree. I do think we need to educate kids on nutrition much, much more, as well as adults. I think it should be something that it's such a difficult conversation because every household is different. But I do believe we need to be promoting a plant-based nutrition and the benefits of fruits and vegetables and vegan foods to kids, teaching them how to grow vegetables, grow fruits, and do things and as well as the benefits of a positive mindset and a hard work ethic and how to invest in things that translate into the real world on top of whatever skill or skills that they choose to learn to earn a living. You know, I think, and we have to let them know that they have a lot of options in the world on what they can do. And you don't need to go to school to do a lot of things. On certain things you do, and I'm very glad. I'm very glad doctors go to school. But I also believe doctors are schooled in the sense of what drugs to prescribe people rather than okay, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you doing this? Are you not doing this? Are you consuming this? Are you not consuming that? Rather than saying, oh, you don't feel good? Oh, here, maybe take these three pills and let's see how you do. Like, I think that, and there are doctors that don't do that, and there are a lot of them that do. And that's why knowledge is power. And if we know that, we know what a good doctor should look like because we're educated on the matter and we have a basic understanding of nutrition and different things and mindset. And then when we encounter that, we go, I don't think that's right. And we can find another doctor or we could question them and see that when they don't have competent answers to our questions, and we go, okay, I want to go get another doctor, right? I also suggest everybody follow Russell Brand on here. His channel is absolutely amazing. It's much bigger than mine. And he has a massive following. I think he's like 4 million subscribers plus on here. And if not more than that on his main channel. And he is very informative on everything going on in the world right now. And a very, very open-minded, funny, just transparent, honest guy. Who is invested in self-development and learning and passing on information and open to hearing information. And I think he's a good listen and watch if you want to continue to learn and expand your mind and real-world issues on things going on because it's going to take a group effort of people waking up. And again, the hungry mindset, I feel, is for me what has given me everything in my life, and I feel like it could help benefit, whatever you want to call it, a lot of us out there with that. But I think he's a good view, and I'm going to end today's show on that, so go follow him right after this. Go subscribe, and it's all free, and follow him on social media. He's well worth the follow on that. And guys, Feed Me More Nutrition, feedmemore.com, 30% off Feed Me More Nutrition premium supplement sweetened with stevia and monk fruit, no artificial sweeteners or colors, vegan friendly. FeedMeMore.com, 30% off, Black Friday 30 on the website. That's in the description and comments. And enter our $1,000 cash giveaway. You just order, you're automatically entered with each purchase. And make sure you add the free shaker bottle. Whatever you buy on there, you get a free shaker bottle when you select it as our free gift. And with that, guys, enjoy the rest of Dynamite tonight. I'm going to catch the rest of it here. And have a good evening. Stay hungry. Have a great Thanksgiving. Great Thanksgiving. If I'm able to get on tomorrow night, I'll try, but probably not as of now. And hopefully be able to get on Friday night and see you guys again. But have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next time. Feed me more.